If ever there were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. My hopes for life's best were hopes I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to loss. And I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and laid it at the cross.
Dear Ralph, the following is the testimony that I have to give of the all-saving power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that it can be used by you to the full glory of our eternal Heavenly Father. I was led into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in 1963 by the chaplain at the Norfolk, Virginia City Jail. I accepted Christ as my personal Savior and faced the trials of man with the knowledge that Christ stood with me. I was sentenced to die in the electric chair of this state for the crime of murder in the first degree. I came to the penitentiary in March of 1964, just 10 days before my scheduled execution date. By Virginia state law, a condemned man must be in the penitentiary 16 days before he can be legally executed. For this reason, Governor Albertus S. Harrison granted me a stay of execution until April the 17th, 1964. Within 14 hours of my newly scheduled execution, I was given another stay, this time by a federal judge. I had prayed to God for life, and I would serve him if this was granted. He gave me the life that I had asked for, but I forgot my vow to him. Then one day, as I was reading my Bible, the following words from Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter and 4th verse, seemed to leap out at me. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. I instantly fell to my knees and rededicated my life to him. This was in 1969. And I further vowed that I would somehow receive a degree and become ordained as a minister of God's holy word. The first I achieved through a non-academic Doctor of Divinity degree from the American School of the Bible. The second was obtained in a formal ordination service held here in the prison chapel on May the 3rd, 1972. This occurred while I was still on the death row of this state. I have since been released from death row and am now serving a life sentence. I am still serving the God that saved my life, not only from death in the electric chair, but from eternal death. I have had the opportunity to preach here in the prison chapel, and the response to my message of the love of Christ was well received. For the rest of my life, wherever it may be, I will serve Him to the best of the limited ability that is at my disposal. Take care, Ralph, and may the love of God be with you and yours always. Love, Lauren.
Something beautiful, something good, all my confusion be understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful.